morning. My name is Phil.
And I'm Tracy.
We'd like to welcome you to the 1990 RA Chapel. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and thank you that we could all come here today to worship you. And please pray that you be with us now as we minister to the people here in chapel. I ask these things in your name. Amen.
And now please turn to hymn number 55, Come Thou Almighty King. Show you some situations which typically occur in the dorms. On your left, you will be seeing scenes from a situation in a girl's dorm, and on your right, those in a guy's dorm. It is our hope that through this presentation, you might better understand the RA position and some of what we actually do as an RA. Thanks.
Come in! Is this East Hall Room 315? Oh, great. Bring it on in. Would not believe this trip here. I tell you, my dad and city driving just do not go together, okay? It should have been 5 hours, a 5-hour trip. It takes us 10 hours. I don't know, it was awful. Here, I got a new outfit today. You know, I was really cramped, got hot and everything. Hey, mind if I use your perfume? Do you need some? Okay. Great, now I feel a little bit better. Oh, and it was awful, I mean, here we are. I begged, I pleaded with my dad. Dad, please can I have a tractor trailer size U-Haul? You know that girls cannot move into college with little vehicles. It just does not work. So I begged, I whined, I complained. He would not listen, so we were stuck with a little van, you know, a van size. So my parents sit in front. I am in the back with my stuff, sitting on top of the boxes, excuse me, laying on top of the boxes. And my nose is so close to the ceiling that every time I hit a bump, I thought it was going to break my nose. It's really awful. So anyways, so where's the jacuzzi? There's no jacuzzi here? Sauna? Master bedroom? And I can tell there are really no cathedral ceilings here. Wrong brochure. I guess that was Hilton. Oh, that's right. This is Houghton. Got it. Okay. Okay, so, well, I guess we're in this room together, you know, for 8 months. So, you don't have much stuff. Can I put my shoes underneath your bed? Is that okay? Can I use 3 of your store drawers here? Oh, great. I'll just move a few of this, you know, some stuff out of here. That'll be great. I have plenty of space. You know, come to think of it, didn't you write me a letter this summer or something? As a matter of fact, oh, look, here it is. And silly me, I forgot to open it. Oh, dear Michelle. Hello, my name is Missy. Oh, nice to meet you. You love horses. Spend your Saturdays reading books at the town library. And you have a pet pig named Wilbur. Oh, that's nice. Oh, you know, I was gonna comment when I came in. I really noticed your dress. And I think I've seen it somewhere before, like a show I saw once. Little House on the Prairie, that's it. Oh, yeah. So anyways, where'd you say you were from again?
Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
Just can't believe it's the end of the year already. I swear, we've been through a lot together, huh?
Yeah, I remember when Raleigh's floor came up one time because they were really perturbed about the water balloons we kept on dropping on. And there was a time we were all sitting in my lounge and a phone just fell off the wall. I couldn't believe it. And then a bunch of RAs went around and stacked up lounge furniture one night. Jeez.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of serious times too. You know, there's been a lot of times when students have really questioned what they were feeling and what they were thinking when they're faced with new ideas here. In fact, I remember that one time when I had to deal with that transcendental meditator.
You're always complaining.
Michelle! Can we please turn off the radio? I can't hear myself think.
Hey. Look, all I want to do is stay. Go in the library. All I want to do is just relieve some tension here.
It's 1:30 on Sunday night. It's closed.
Well, go somewhere else.
All I want to do is study. That's all I want to do. Come in. Come in.
What's going on, guys? Nothing.
Michelle has the window open. She's too hot. If she'd take off one of her 7 sweaters, then she wouldn't be so hot anymore.
So what do you think's going on here?
I don't know. Anytime I try to just have some fun and relax, and she always whines, gripes, complains, cries, whines, gripes, on and on. I'm sick of it. She's a communications major. I don't even know what she's thinking half the time.
guys want to talk about this? Why don't we use I statements instead of accusing each other? How are you feeling, Missy?
Cold.
Besides cold, how are you feeling?
I feel that if Michelle would take off one of her 7 sweaters, then I feel she wouldn't be hot anymore.
Okay, how are you feeling inside?
I don't feel she ever listens to me.
Okay, she's not feeling understood?
No.
How are you feeling, Michelle?
I feel like we should just talk some more. I mean, I don't know when she gets a nice letter from home, and I don't know when, if she's got a guy that she likes or anything. I don't know anything about her, except when she yells at me.
I don't yell at you.
Well, it seems like you guys care about each other. It seems like you guys care about each other, but you really are having a problem communicating. What do you think we should do about it?
Move out.
You guys want to talk about it, trying to work it out together?
I guess.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Are you each willing to be committed to working this out, trying to find a solution?
What the heck is going on here, Riley? When are you going to do something about this?
Pardon?
There's strange things going down in that 302, that Brian guy's room.
What do you mean, strange things?
Oh, like there's this strange scent, and he's been making these weird noises lately.
Yeah, it's really bad. What do you mean by weird noises, Chris?
Something like that.
Yeah, what he says.
And he's not going to Bible study anymore? And I have never seen him up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I never knew.
I'm up every Sunday, and he's never up.
Well, you know that some people's religious beliefs are a little different from others.
Yeah, but this guy's just plain whacked out. He's not doing anything right anymore.
Well, if you want me to go talk to him, I will. All right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'll go talk to him.
All right.
What time is it?
2:15.
And where have you been?
Out with a boy. You know, the one with the big brown eyes in my human anatomy and physiology class.
Oh. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I thought I'd study a little bit.
I'm beginning to worry about you.
Well, you know, my grades weren't very good last semester, so, you know, I thought I'd try to work a little harder.
I know, isn't it funny how you, when you think about last semester and how different we were? I mean, look at me, I wouldn't say a word, now you can't shut me up. Peter Jennings better just look out.
And remember when you took me home with you and I got to meet Wilbur? I never thought that I could like a pet pig. He was so cute.
I know, I'm still sorry that he crawled into bed with you that night.
That's okay.
You know, I've been thinking about being an RA next year.
Really?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about understanding people and taking time to listen and hear them and just to take that time. And I've learned that it's so important, and that's a lot about what an RA does.
I'm meditating.
Oh, meditating on scriptures?
No, on a rock.
Uh, Pray tell, boy. Why are you meditating on a rock?
Because the rock will not turn on me.
You mean it won't flip over?
No.
What do you mean by turn on you?
It won't deny things that it says to me.
Can I assume that you mean that people deny things that they say to you? Trying to stay away.
Well,
from
you could put it that way.
What kind of people? People here at Houghton?
Well, I guess you could call them the so-called Christians here.
Oh, so you think that Christians aren't living up to what they're supposed to be saying? That kind of thing.
A lot of the time. Most of the time. Yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're really turning your back on is not the people, but you're turning your back on Christianity because you're not sure exactly what it means. I mean, I could be wrong. That's a chance.
Well, you see, yeah.
Most scenes that RAs have to deal with aren't as strange as transcendental meditation, but there are certain instances when things get a little more serious than quiet hours and who's on the phone forever and things like that. And I guess what we tried to present by this little presentation was that we don't always have the answers. RAs don't always have the answers, but they're always there to listen to people when they want to complain about things or when they have different views.
If you are interested in a ministry as a student here, being an RA is a perfect opportunity. It is a great, exciting experience and lots of fun, not to mention very challenging. The Student Development Office is looking for a few good people to fill the open positions for next year. If you are interested, there will be an informational meeting tomorrow night at 9:00 in Baby Shaler. Hope to see you there.
Will you please pray with me? Lord, I thank you for this day that we can come together in a place like this and see what it means to work together for a common goal and to come together in a unity, in Christian unity, and work to know each other much better. Lord, I just pray that you would touch people's hearts today to let them see that being an RA can be a wonderful experience and that you not only grow yourself, but you help others grow. And it's a big circle where you're given to and you give back. Lord, I just pray that you would be with us throughout the rest of the week and through our days here at Houghton, and just bless us in everything we do. In your name, amen.